Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. Part 2, Emergency Alert. Plan to kill world's people continues.
Yes, last week our March 10th, 2022 program, which you can hear in the archives at DividedKingdomRadio.com, featured three focus points of this continuing plan to kill the world's people.
And the first focus point, showing the big pharma police state plans that they are not dying out as COVID numbers decline in the U.S. and some other countries. No, you listeners last week learned of Moderna's 15-year expansion plan. And now we pick up the story again. There are two threads that Lou begins with right here, and one just shows there's one population that they're never going to quit trying to kill. Isn't that right, Lou?
That's right. And we thank WWCR, Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, Global Star, and K-Star Talk Radio for carrying our hard-hitting program.
And now move right to that update in our newspaper yesterday about the plan for the senior citizens, and then a little bit of hopeful news of resistance. Let's do them next.
All right. Yes, on the Eastern Maryland Star Democrat, we have an article entitled, Pfizer asks U.S. to allow fourth COVID vaccine dose for seniors.
That's a booster beyond a booster.
It sure is. And just to give you a couple of notes here, Pfizer and its partner, BioNTech, asked U.S. regulators Tuesday to authorize an additional booster dose for their COVID-19 vaccine for seniors.
You know, Lou, you said to me they're sick of these old people sitting around. All they do is read books.
That's right.
And
that's
walk
us,
their dog.
It? That's us.
Elizabeth. If they're able to still walk.
That's true. And by the way, I think it's rather ironic that right next to that article, we have an obituary of a citizen of the Eastern Shore. So
yes.
I thought that was rather symbolic.
Yes, and we are here because this is a very serious time in history. Everything is darkening. The people we love are dying. Lou has a very close relative who may be terminally ill. And what's worse, we know that this relative had the COVID vaccination. And we know that the DNA repair system is destroyed in people. Why else did that old friend that I mentioned last week, who had breast cancer 30 years ago and has been in remission for 30 years, why did she suddenly have it recur? No, give us a little more from that article about their plans for the senior citizens.
Yes, of course, we know that currently they have two primary shots with a booster. The new application seeks to add a fourth shot only for the over 65 population that has been hardest hit by the pandemic. Now, here's an interesting little note. Many scientists say the ultimate goal of vaccination is to prevent severe illness, not mild infections. And early CDC data shows the shots still are doing a good job at that. Well, you know what? I remember getting a polio shot. In fact, I had two kinds, the kind you drink and the kind you get the shot for. I don't remember them saying this will make the polio less, you know, milder. I thought it was just to prevent polio. When I got a diphtheria shot, I thought that was to prevent diphtheria.
Yes.
Not to give you a mild case of it.
Yes, and you listeners are listening to the Divided Kingdom. You are listening to our program, and you can tell others to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com and see Lou's important essay, very important essay that is now posted there from last week's program. You listeners know that this is a ruse. The ideal is to get rid of all people the elite feel are inferior, and one of those categories is elderly people. And, you know, in that mindset of the elite, they had once put out something. I think that sixth graders had to take this essay or a questionnaire. They were inculcated with the elite philosophy. Then they were asked to select who they would put on a lifeboat if they could only pick certain people. Who would they let drown and so forth and so on. And you see, the words that came, I believe this was from either Ted Turner or Bill Gates, that it would be far better to have an old person done away with so that we could have a school teacher available, a young school teacher for America's children. Here's an irony, Lou. You were a master teacher. In your whole career, you were such a master teacher that on your 70th birthday, all of the students in the little Christian school decided to honor you and dress like you with their little black eye frames, their necktie, because you always dressed like you were classy. You didn't go to the school with some kind of tattoo on your face, a nose ring, some kind of a skull on you, on your sweat T-shirt. No, you dressed the way you and I saw teachers wear their clothes in the 50s, 60s, even into the 70s. You dressed like a professional teacher. You taught like a professional teacher. I can recall, I can do the bragging, that through the decades here in Maryland, there were very important people who asked you to tutor their high school children because they knew the schools wouldn't give them the edge. One was a judge, and you helped his daughter prepare for the SATs. No, Bill Gates did you in because your job was cut April 2020, but the Lord showed me in the Bible, the righteous man is taken away from the evil to come. And God had other plans for you on this program. And listeners, we are still struggling, and there has been some kind of a glitch. Please pray for us. When a property is sold, we will then be able to come out of that large, large $55,000 credit card debt, largely at least. And we do need prayer for that logjam to subside. And until that does, we anticipate this should only be a month or 2 months. We do need your help. We cannot be staying on the air without more help. And just lately, two very old faithful listeners have helped us. And we do need more help. So at this time, if you can send some cash, that would be very, very helpful. Or you can have a check written out to WWCR, that would be very helpful, or a small check, perhaps a check of $50 to Global Star Communications. That would exactly help us for the next time. That would be $50 to Global Star Communications. And somewhat larger checks could be written to WWCR. We are out again of postage stamps. One of our best helpers sent some beautiful spring stamps, and I've been using them. And we thank these listeners. We thank the doctor in Pennsylvania who doesn't basically have a full-time job, but he's still sending us money practically every week. Please pray for him that God will reward his stand against the aborted fetal cell shots and that he will get a full-time job. Lou, we've heard something good about United Airlines. Tell the listeners.
Oh, now there you caught me, Elizabeth.
Oh, don't you remember what happened?
No.
All the people they dumped because they wouldn't take the shots? They're caught. Maybe you didn't hear this.
I don't.
When I was listening one day, they have called them back.
That's wonderful.
See, we're going to win a little bit. That brings us to your second newspaper article. Just give the headlines. The resistance growing.
Yes, the headline says trucker mandate protest hits D.C., snarling local traffic. And the picture says a convoy of trucks and other vehicles travels the I-495 Capitol Beltway near the Woodrow Wilson Bridge to protest mandates and other issues.
Yes, so isn't this important? And now, if you would like to keep us on the air, no commercials, and we do give you the cutting-edge information to the best that we can, and we have a Christian viewpoint. We do not have the libertarian viewpoint, as our world keeps changing. You know, before we went on the air here, I was looking at some women's magazines, and I showed Lou something that he probably did not notice before. Pardon me. It was a builder of new homes in the South. And I said, did you ever see anything like this? I tested him. And I said, just say what comes to your mind. As he looked at the house, he said, the witch house. Tell the listeners what that is.
The witch house is a specific house in Salem, Massachusetts, not far from where I grew up. And it commemorates, or doesn't commemorate, it's the actual house, perhaps a little bit restored, but it's not a reproduction. It's an actual restoration of the house where some of the trials or preliminary hearings were held in Salem for the witch trials.
And we're seeing this kind of a darkness in other pictures in that same magazine that featured this ad for this builder. There were other new homes, and they're dark and foreboding. Satan is taking over. You know, even good old-fashioned Reminisce magazine. And I had just ordered a subscription for an old college friend. I thought she might like this. In this issue, the newest issue there was the husband with his husband. So that's the end of another tradition that Lou and I would bring into our home, along with Hallmark Channel, TV, movies at Christmas. Gone, gone, gone. And now, if you would like to keep us on the air, because we really do want to warn you, next week possibly we will update again the Ice Age. It is real, and it'll be at its worst in the year 2030. So that's one more thing you're going to have to prepare for, the changing weather. Lou, if the listeners want to help us, they can write to you, Lou Caverly, L-O-U-C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And again, the P.O. Box is 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And there's a listener who keeps putting on our website, he wants the archives. He likes to listen to them. We're so grateful he's so eager. And we have to tell him that probably it's not realistic that we can get the archives up immediately after our program on Thursday night. Our producer will have it up the next morning sometime in the forenoon, maybe around noon. So we just want to tell you that we're glad you're listening, and we hope that some of you will help us at this crisis time. And we thank those who have been helping us from the bottom of our hearts. And now, Lou, let's move on to, we're now specifically getting to this first focus point. We said there were three, and the first one, again, is this continuing plan to kill the world's people.
The title, Fauci and the CDC lied. mRNA vaccines, and they put vaccines in quotes. I think you all know why, because they're not vaccines. mRNA vaccines do convert to DNA, altering the human body's genome. This was written by Ethan Huff at Natural News, dated March 4th. Everything Tony Fauci of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, and Rochelle Walensky of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, have been telling us about the safety and effectiveness of Wuhan coronavirus vaccines is proving to be false. Scientists from Sweden published the results of a study they piloted showing that Fauci flu shots do, in fact, alter human DNA permanently. It remains to be seen what the long-term effects of these alterations will be for the fully vaccinated herd. Published in the peer-reviewed journal, Current Issues of Molecular Biology, the paper fully deconstructs the myth that the messenger RNA injection from Pfizer and BioNTech dissipates not long after being injected into the body. After being injected, the so-called vaccine travels to cells within the human liver and invades their nuclei.
Lou, we just heard something yesterday. I think it was with the health ranger in his podcast or his situation update, and it was about a man who got tinnitus. Remember that?
Yes, that's right.
And wasn't it within minutes? Was it minutes or hours after the shot?
I think they said within minutes.
I think, too. And so he can't get rid of his problem. So, you know, it's astounding how quickly some of these side effects occur. And I believe some of those athletes you pre-reported on, didn't some of them drop dead in minutes?
Yes, some of them dropped dead. Others fell and, you know, were obviously in distress. They may not have died, but they were in serious distress.
Within minutes?
Within minutes, yes.
All right, so now this story is picked up where you're telling us that the mRNA operating system can get into the liver, and they've shown this in vitro in lab experiments, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
And how long did it take, 6 hours? Or
Let me see now.
Just pick that up right where you were.
Yes, I'm trying to find that time frame there. I think 6 hours was accurate. we may be coming up on that. At any rate, once inside the body, the injection spurs the production of line 1, a gene expression enzyme that produces natural DNA. What the Pfizer injection does is cause the cell to overproduce line 1. Its synthetic mRNA then leaves the nucleus and moves to the cell's cytoplasm, translating into line 1 protein. The report explains, quote, a segment of the protein called the open reading frame 1, or ORF1, then goes back into the nucleus where it attaches to the vaccine's messenger RNA and reverse transcribes into spike DNA, unquote. Reverse transcription, in case you are unfamiliar with it, is when DNA gets produced from RNA instead of a portion of DNA serving as a template to produce an mRNA molecule inside cell nuclei. And the researchers wrote in that paper, quote, in this study, we present evidence that COVID-19 mRNA vaccine BNT162B2 is able to enter the human liver cell line HU87 in vitro, unquote. They went on to say, quote, BNT162B2 mRNA is reverse transcribed intracellularly into DNA as fast as 6 hours. There you go with what Elizabeth just said. BNT162B2 exposure.
And yeah. Lou, before we go on with this, we've been hearing other commentators who are Christians talk about the fact that God's creation is being subverted. And I think here you hear specifically how this thing operates, how it interferes with God's DNA, then it kind of backs up again, I guess, and makes the spike proteins to replace the artificial intelligence type of human being that the elite think they can make. It's making that out of the normal human being's body. And so how can we expect to be blessed by the Lord and have wellness and have His protection if we choose to do these things, if we knowingly choose to take these vaccines? And the article continues, will COVID vaccines turn the fully jabbed herd into transhuman zombies? The world was repeatedly told that none of this was possible. Just to emphasize that point once again, we were browbeaten nearly to death with the claim that Fauci flu shots have a temporary effect on the body before dissipating. The CDC's website still to this day, even following the Swedish studies publishing falsely, claims that the genetic material delivered by mRNA injections, quote, never enters the nucleus of your cells. There's a little trouble there in the grammar. That wasn't my trouble. This is supposedly a fact that the CDC has presented to dispel the, quote, myths surrounding COVID-19, quote, vaccination. As you may recall from last spring, researchers from Harvard University and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, published their own study highlighting the threat of COVID injections permanently altering human DNA. That study was actually published as a preprint in late December of 2020, before the masses started getting mass injected with the poisons. Lou, I have to point out to you, I was sort of heartbroken one day. I found this handwritten letter that I had written to our friends and relatives warning about the vaccines, and it was actually in April of 2020. It was that early, but most of them didn't listen. Like sheeple, they were herded into this. They didn't believe us. They believed the mainstream media lies. So the article says their research was largely ignored, just like this latest research out of Sweden is being ignored by the CDC and the military-industrial complex at large. At the time, Children's Health Defense, CHD, warned that under normal circumstances, the human body makes or transcribes natural mRNA from the DNA that is present inside cellular nuclei, just like the new study out of Sweden reiterated.
This Children's Health Defense added, quote, the mRNA then travels out of the nucleus into the cytoplasm, where it provides instructions about which proteins to make. By comparison, mRNA vaccines send their chemically synthesized mRNA payload, bundled with spike protein manufacturing instructions, directly into the cytoplasm, unquote. As 5G technology continues to roll out and get activated, some suspect that the new synthetic DNA present inside the bodies of the fully vaccinated could behave in ways that at the current time might seem like some crazy conspiracy theory. Others believe, based on emerging evidence, that at the very least, the fully injected will manifest autoimmune diseases, such as vaccine-induced AIDS, or, as they call it, VAIDS, V-A-I-D-S. One person at the COVID World wrote, "This patented thing is not cancer, but AIDS," unquote.
And we must point out, Lou, that this isn't the kind of acquired immune deficiency syndrome that was probably out of a laboratory, too, many decades ago. This is because the body's DNA repair system is actually, I think it's snipped in two. There would be two parts to help restore the body, and this one part is gone. So you see these people who are getting the recurring cancer, even one of Lou's dearest relatives, it may be caused largely by getting the COVID shot.
It seems very possible. And going on, we have this quote, this toxic cocktail called a vaccine is filled with mRNA and graphene oxide. Time will tell, but obviously one of the main goals is depopulation. The mRNA creates a spike protein that slowly destroys the immune system, and the graphene oxide, in my opinion, will react with 5G signals, unquote. And here we have another quote, the same person, the same people, who refuse to eat GMO foods have now become GMOs themselves. That was suggested by someone else, speculating as to the transhuman implications of the mass vaccination campaign.
Yes, genetically modified people.
That's right, GMPs. And this is literally transhumanism. Someone else responded to this by speculating that perhaps the more GMOs fully jabbed people eat, the more the glyphosate and other toxic chemicals will interact with the spike proteins and other jab toxins to, quote, wreak havoc on their disintegrating immune systems, unquote. DNA, and this is also a quote, another person wrote, DNA is altered to change humans into cyborgs in the future. It is part of the Great Reset, unquote. And this is myself interjecting, can we not see why the pandemic planners decode COVID-19 as certificate of COVID ID, with the 19 standing for artificial intelligence? The latest news about the bodily destruction caused by Wuhan coronavirus vaccines can be found at chemicalviolence.com.
And here's another bulletin of a warning about this continuing plan. We see the results right now. Vaccine reckoning. More than 66% of, quote, fully vaccinated Israelis are now suffering adverse reactions. And this was posted March 4th at Natural News by Ethan Huff. Another Holocaust is happening to the Jewish people, this time at the hands of Tony Fauci, Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Albert Bourla of Pfizer, and every other jab-pushing globalist who foisted Wuhan coronavirus vaccines, end quote, quotes, on them and the rest of the world. According to new reports, the vast majority of, quote, fully vaccinated Israelis are now suffering adverse reactions, many of them serious because of the injections. The bodies are piling up, in other words. Israel's Ministry of Health published data from a recent survey showing that more than 66% of the people in Israel who got fully injected, then, quote, boosted. Now, we remind you again, here in America, Pfizer wants to give seniors four shots. Those seniors who are not already dead from having been in the New York and Pennsylvania and Connecticut nursing homes, Lou.
Yes, and I should comment here, that article I referred to earlier in the program, it says here, Pfizer based its new application on data from Israel.
Oh, how nice. Well, actually, these people here in Israel, it said that more than 66% of the people who got boosted, suffered some kind of reaction to the shots that has made living normal life much more difficult. Some 2,049 citizens were asked 3 to 4 weeks after getting a third, quote, dose of a Fauci flu shot how they feel now. Most of them revealed that they feel terrible, and roughly half of them say that carrying out normal, everyday activities is now exceptionally difficult. The survey was conducted by phone back in September and October of 2021. Only people aged 18 and over who had recently been jabbed with a third COVID needle within a period of 21 to 30 days after getting the first two needles were included in the results. Israel, as we reported last year, imposed one of the most aggressive jab mandates in the world. The country also issued a green pass to verify proof of injection as a condition of entry into theaters, restaurants, and other public venues. Israelis have been told that they now need to get boosted pretty much forever in order to stay, quote, protected against the Wuhan infection. They're the same thing anyway. I'm interjecting as Elizabeth. The injection is the infection. The variants, isn't that correct, Lou?
Yes, you've hit the nail on the head.
I think I have.
Yep.
And now the consequences of this policy are coming on like a whipsaw. Ethan Huff says Israel was one of the first countries in the world to launch a national booster vaccination campaign. It began in August of last year, LifeSite News added. Nevertheless, so-called breakthrough infections continue to occur among those who received the top-up jabs. Within the first week of Israel's booster campaign, the government there reported that 14 people who rushed out to obey as part of the initial wave of compliance immediately tested positive for COVID afterwards. Since that time, serious injuries and deaths among boosted Israelis have soared. Another recent study found that the death rate among elderly people who got jabbed with the Pfizer mRNA shot is 40 times higher than what it would have been had everyone remained unvaccinated. Oh, okay, if you're going to go and get the fourth shot from Pfizer, maybe it'll be your death rate chances will be 80 times higher. We don't know. Back to the article, the same data set revealed that the death rate among young people is even higher, clocking in at 260 times higher than it would have been had all young people left their immune systems alone. 75 years later, truth is stranger than fiction, wrote someone in response to an article about this latter study, referring to the Holocaust of World War II. Quote, of all the nations on the planet, I would never have guessed that Israel would force its citizens to take genetic manipulation, euphemistically referred to as the, quote, vaccine, or be treated like lepers. And we have to comment, the New World Order is very strong in Israel, too. It's not just American Babylon. And so now I think, Lou, you pick it up.
Yes, that's right. If Moderna's 15-year ahead plan goes into effect, Pfizer will no doubt have new plans, too. There will be new leaks, that is, new leaders, along with the old, such as Bill Gates, who reportedly has his ricin, also known as a deadly poison, injection treatments formulated and ready for a hemorrhagic fever outbreak. Will we have a new NIH head in the soulless patent of ex-head Francis Collins? That brings us to this leaked recording reveals former NIH head Francis Collins laughed about pressuring workers to get vaccinated. This was by Arsenio Hall, Natural News, March 11th, 2022. In a leaked audio recording, former National Institutes of Health director and current science advisor to the president, Dr. Francis Collins, was overheard laughing about pressuring unvaccinated employees to take the Wuhan coronavirus vaccines. The audio recording was obtained by the Daily Wire. It features comments Collins made in late October during an event at the University of Chicago. The event was organized by Russell Moore, a theologian for Christianity Today magazine, on behalf of David Axelrod, former senior advisor to President Barack Obama. During the event, Collins told students that he is in favor of the tyrannical vaccine mandates. He believes the federal government has the authority to force people to take the experimental and dangerous vaccine. Collins said, quote, "The U.S. government does have the authority to mandate vaccinations if there is an outbreak that is threatening people, because it's not just about you, it's about the people you're going to infect. There's no question in my mind that the mandates are legal." Collins added that the mandates are the government's best tools to coerce people into getting vaccinated. Quote, "Do vaccine mandates convince people who otherwise wouldn't get them? Oh, yeah, especially if it means losing your job," unquote. The former NIH director talked about over 2,000 NIH employees who were forced to choose between keeping their jobs and getting vaccinated last year. "Under this immense pressure," Collins remarked, "that even some, quote, pretty darn hesitant employees," unquote, "were coerced into taking the vaccines." He said while laughing, quote, "You get the feeling that their resistance was not maybe quite that deeply seated." Collins even claimed, without evidence, that many people who do not want to get vaccinated may only be resisting because of peer pressure and secretly actually want to get vaccinated. He claimed, quote, "They're sort of thinking to themselves, you know, maybe I really should do it. But if I do, I lose my credibility with my peeps. Peers. That's a misprint of the thing. With my peers," he claimed. Collins added that the mandates were a way to give these people a chance to get vaccinated while also saving face. Quote, "They get, you know, bonus points because they're not now a victim. But they've also gotten the mandated vaccine that they kind of wanted anyway," unquote. Collins, a self-described evangelical Christian, used the meeting at the university to disparage other Christians. He said other evangelicals have so, quote, "wrapped themselves in the flag and wrapped themselves in this concept of personal freedom that public health just grates on them," unquote. And he also said, "Evangelicals have forgotten many times that freedom is not just about rights," unquote. He is then heard in the audio recording talking on a mocking southern accent when he asked the students, "How many times have you heard, 'My freedom means I got rights'? Well, okay. You also have that other R word, responsibilities. That's what freedom is supposed to incorporate," unquote. Collins continued his attacks on Christians by defending the NIH's research that uses genetic data from aborted children. He claimed that it is acceptable because abortion is legal in the United States. Collins added, quote, "Whether you're in support of it or not, it's happened." And he added that the discarded material from abortions, quote, "can be extremely valuable," unquote, "for certain kinds of research." He said, rhetorically, "Can you, in fact, in some circumstances, even with actions that you consider immoral, derive something from it that might actually be moral and beneficial? That's the horns of the dilemma upon which I have been resting here for these 12 years as NIH director, trying to oversee human fetal tissue research, which is something that I have to make decisions about," unquote.
Yes, can we see what types of leaders we're going to have in this continuing plan? Really horrific. Passing himself off as a Christian, that these global elites' attitude about aborted fetuses, it's valuable tissue. Who calls for new global public health world order to take advantage of future pandemics? This was on a Judgment Day, March 11th. It was posted by Ethan Huff at Natural News. In order to prevent another pandemic, the World Health Organization, WHO, wants to create an international pandemic treaty that would restrict and legally bind the 194 member nations to medical martial law. Are you all paying attention out there? This is an emergency program. You're looking into the future if you don't stand up. Now, back to the article. The United States would need to give up its national sovereignty under the plan, including all civil and health rights. Every other country that is part of the United Nations, would be expected to do the same if they have not already. Back in December, the World Health Assembly, WHA, the WHO's 194-member health policy forum, agreed to initiate the process of drafting a pandemic treaty based on an already existing international legal instrument called the International Health Regulations 2005, also known as the IHR. Get that term in your mind, the International Health Regulations, the IHR. The stated purpose of it is to prevent, protect against, control, and provide a public health response to the international spread of disease in ways that are commensurate with and restricted to public health risks and which avoid unnecessary interference with international traffic and trade. In the event that another deadly bioweapon gets released from one of the Pentagon's bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine, for instance, then the WHO would have at its disposal far more authoritarian power to tyrannize people for their own, quote, safety. The IHR is already far-reaching all on its own, as evidenced by what already took place as part of the Wuhan COVID-19 pandemic. Now the WHO wants even more power for the next one, which the powers that be are already hinting is soon to come.
Indeed, it was in January 2020 that, pursuant to Article 12 of the IHR, that the WHO Director General declared that the COVID-19 was a, quote, public health emergency of international concern. And that's PHEIC for short, setting off a worldwide tidal wave of highly restrictive government health policies, resulting in lockdowns, mandatory masking, social isolation, school and business closings, and eventually culminating in compulsory vaccination, contact tracing, and testing in some populations, reported Green Med Info. The quote goes on, this was all the more egregious as pertains the widespread push for mandatory vaccination, given that the mRNA technology used in the COVID jabs are highly experimental, having never before been tested in human clinical trials for safety or effectiveness. Their coerced or mandated use therefore violate informed consent, given that evidence-based risk-benefit information based on long-term safety trials are not yet available, unquote. The next pandemic will be even more brutal than the last one. The WHA's decision late last year was, in fact, adopted as schemed. They called the dystopian move The World Together. Interesting title, The World Together. And it is set to be implemented under Article 19 of the WHO Constitution sometime in 2024. Once that happens, the WHA will have the authority to adopt new conventions or agreements with respect to any matter deemed to be, quote, within the competence of the organization.
And Lou, we'll have to move on, but that gives you a heads up. Listeners, we have to be watching this, the year 2024. And now we move to the second point of focus in our program, and that is the dangers of 5G. Last week I read my own essay, which was written in 2018 or 2019, and somewhere it is on our website, but under the less current section of essays, DividedKingdomRadio.com. And around the time I wrote that essay, NewsWithViews.com carried author Betty Froefs, and that's spelled capital F-R-E-A-U-F, her piece, Killing Us Gently with 5G Microwave Radiation Exposure. And so after we're discussing these coming dangers, it's very applicable what she wrote about. Now, she talked about some things like Alexa and threats to our privacy, but when we got into the heart of her essay, she said this. Following 60 Minutes, an email arrived regarding this 5G technology with Dr. Sharon Goldberg testifying at a Michigan 5G small cell tower legislation hearing on October 4th, 2018, regarding its SB637. She's been calling out the warning of chronic diseases caused by EMF exposure. 2G was fine, but we aren't getting those lower frequencies anymore. It's not just our cell phones, but also Wi-Fi, smart appliances, smart meters are causing fires and explosions, cell towers connecting America everywhere, and Lou's track phone will no longer work. It has now gone, we think, to 5G. Now, back to this article. Two children in a Canadian public school have dropped dead in Simcoe County schools since Wi-Fi was installed. That's another thing. I think the Lord removed Lou from his teaching job. He didn't know that for the last 2.5 years he had been under Wi-Fi. God was merciful. Now back to the article. Rodney Palmer, an award-winning Canadian journalist and communications advisor at the Safe School Committee, has been speaking out about the dangers of Wi-Fi in public schools since at least 2010. When the schools installed the Wi-Fi, we found out that at least 4 children had erratic tachycardia, fast or irregular heart rate, that confounded their doctors, and they were wearing heart monitors to school. Other children said they had blackouts in certain areas of the school, said Palmer, and children were citing headaches. Then there is Deborah Tavares and Ron Angel calling out the warning as they go around speaking and allegedly have government documents supporting their claims. Listen to what they have to say, and it tells you to go to YouTube. That's probably not there anymore. We move on here. Countless studies show 5G frequencies cause illness, such as cancer, infertility, birth defects, sleep disorders, memory problems, cardiovascular diseases, and more. And there are no guidelines to protect human health. And she added, it is a drain on unsustainable Medicare dollars. Now, I have to move on a little bit. The experiments on rats and mice, another doctor showed how they are dying from such EMF exposure. And we're moving on again because we have to see that at this time, this was 2019, the author wrote, I understand the Federal Communications Commission, FCC, and the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, NTIA, have already been immersed in talks surrounding faster 5G deployment and spectrum issues. But Friday summit was the first indicator the Trump administration wanted to be involved in 5G rollout regulations. Why faster deployment, which is usually used for armed forces? Could it be a depopulation weapon? As 5G is rolled out, the cell towers we normally see are going to be replaced with smaller cells closer to our heads on buildings and short poles emitting higher frequencies than the current cell towers. These little cells will be on poles everywhere if people allow this to come to fruition. I'm going to interject. Are you going to let this come to your neighborhood? This suicide? These small, white, seemingly plastic encased cells emitting higher frequencies closer to our heads are being spotted now on the streets of many cities. Frof says the 5G is militarized weaponry, millimeter waves that have been used in crowd control. Why gig 5G is not about faster downloads and convenience. This is about irradiating the population. They will be installing microwave cells instead of the huge towers that are already in place with generator systems the size of shipping containers next to them. They will accompany cables 4 to 5 inches in diameter, capable of handling thousands of volts of power. This is nothing more than skillful, diabolical kill grid that is coming to all towns and all cities across the world. They aren't going to fire a shot. They will cook you.
And this is Lou. In order to prepare this program, these programs many of you look forward to, we have relied too much, we now realize, for the sake of our health, on a 4G smartphone. Believe me, after knowing what I'm about to read to you, Elizabeth and I will be cutting down on our exposure to very, very limited amounts.
Yes, and before we do that, we always have to look at the clock, and we can see that the third focus point, which is on the Ukraine war situation and the possibilities that the New World Order is using it to bring on total chaos, famine, money collapse, all of the things. We can see how Europe is going to suffer without the fertilizer, without the oil, without the wheat. All this is moving fast. We may not be able to get to that till next week, but you'll know that that focus point will be explored, and especially the revelation that they're biological laboratories, weapon laboratories that the U.S. has in the Ukraine. Do we smell a possible false flag attack coming? We let you to think about that. But now, more pertinent to you right now is the knowledge that Lou and I now have that not even 4G is too beneficial. Pick it up, Lou.
5G and 4G both linked to cell and tissue damage, DNA destruction. By Ethan Huff, Natural News, January 3rd, 2021. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, has released a report outlining the risks and dangers posed by both 5G and 4G wireless technologies, which are linked to acute and persistent oxidative stress in the body. Prolonged exposure to 5G and 4G radiation can result in damage to cells, tissues, proteins, and DNA, as well as suppression of natural immunity. These effects could explain why the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, has been particularly ravaging in areas where these technologies are prolific. While COVID-19 has been all but non-existent in the third world, North America and Europe are seeing among the highest number of new cases, which could be a result of their populations being fried by 5G and 4G all day long. In Wuhan, China, where the novel coronavirus originated, 5G towers had just been activated prior to the pandemic, lending credence to the notion that 5G helped to fuel the wave of sickness and death that was depicted there by the media. As our readers may recall from the early days of the pandemic, the China virus was likewise problematic in Russia, Japan, and many Arab nations, all of which had 5G towers installed and at least partially activated just prior to the pandemic. Africa, meanwhile, has seen barely any cases of the Wu flu, and it just so happens to not have any 5G towers activated at the current time, though it is coming. And here we have a quote from The Big Wobble. According to our man in Alaska, Bill Laughing Bear, bad biological effects of non-ionizing radiation is a Western disease. With this type of energetic air pollution, there are many causes for concern, unquote. And he went on to say, for instance, it is known that both single and double-strand DNA will break down due to these cell phone frequencies. While single-strand at times can heal, it is thought that double-strand DNA breaks will not repair and can lead to genetic mutations.
And now, listeners, we have to interject, Lou and Elizabeth here. Think about the double whammy. We know now that the mRNA operating systems in the COVID vaccines destroy certain parts of the DNA repair system. And then let's add 5G to that individual yet. He almost has no chance to repair his body. Go ahead, Lou.
Yes, other health problems associated with exposure to non-ionizing radiation include poor memory and concentration, delayed reaction times, headaches, decreased levels of melatonin, anxiety, chronic pain, pressure in the chest, and shortness of breath, nausea, dizziness, blood pressure problems, sleep disorders, chronic fatigue, tinnitus. And that goes with that incident that Phoebe Elizabeth just mentioned a few minutes ago about
yes.
The gentleman with tinnitus.
Again, it could be a double whammy. He got this right after the COVID shot, but then he walks down the street and there are all the 5G things assaulting him.
So he's assaulted in two ways at once. And it says the long-term health impacts of chronic radioactive exposure from mobile phone technologies include multiple sclerosis, Alzheimer's disease, birth defects, red blood cells sticking together or deforming due to something called bottle capping, ADD, ADHD in kids, reproductive problems, skin disorders, Parkinson's disease, autism. Though the mainstream media and public health authorities continue to deny any link between cell phone radiation and damage to human health, the evidence is out there for anyone willing to take a look at it. The damage it causes to the immune system is especially concerning as it renders people as sitting ducks for viruses like COVID-19 to come along and ravage their health with ease. And the Big Wobble adds, our Western ideals have increased to a point where our very lifestyle is causing us spiritual, mental, and physical pain. And they warn that the solution, a vaccine injection, is all it takes, that's in quotes, all it takes to forever alter human DNA and cause even more damage. They go on to say the very idea of modern Western culture brings us pain, punishes us, and causes remorse. Our breakneck lifestyles inflict physical injury and disease and produce frustration and hopelessness. In a world connected by social media, depression, loneliness, and suicide are at record-breaking levels.
And I believe the source that people can go to for more information is 5G Alert News. Is that correct?
Yes, 5GAlert.news.
And now a second article here, and if we run out of time, remember that we will pick up the story about those biological weapon labs in the Ukraine and what's coming. Plus, we will give you an update on the Ice Age. The dangers of 5G pollution cannot be overstated. Tuesday, November 10th, 2020, by Cassie B. at Natural News. And here's a closer look at some of the bigger dangers posed by 5G. One, your body can absorb it like an antenna. Perhaps one of the most disturbing things about 5G is the fact that its frequencies can affect your sweat ducts, which essentially serve as antennas. According to Dr. Paul Ben Ishay, 5G frequencies hit the body with wavelengths that interact with the geometrical structure of skin, with a sweat duct playing an important role in absorbing the energy. That alone should be enough to prompt a much closer look at the safety of this technology before it is rolled out everywhere. Two, it may cause cancer. The millimeter wave frequencies have been shown to cause mitochondrial DNA damage, which can be passed down for generations. And when something is dangerous and powerful enough to lead to DNA damage, there is a good chance that it can also cause cancer. Okay? Now, it may replicate inside the body. Number three, long before 5G technology was inexplicably approved, RF researcher Arthur Furstenberg published an analysis showing how 5G can actually replicate inside the body thanks to its short EM pulses that are delivered in bursts. This means it can actually end up creating tiny new 5G antennas inside the body. Now, again, Lou, this looks like another duplication of what the mRNA operating systems in the COVID gene shots do, so we get a double whammy. Number four, insurance companies want nothing to do with it. Big-name insurance companies such as Lloyd's of London have made headlines for refusing to insure telecommunications firms against illnesses and claims related to Wi-Fi and 5G. In fact, they go on to say that Lloyd's of London compares wireless technologies to asbestos in the results there. Number five, it has already made some people sick. A group of firefighters in San Francisco said that they started to experience unusual side effects after the installation of 5G equipment in and around their firehouses. Some of the symptoms included confusion and memory problems, and they went away after the firefighters relocated to different fire stations that are situated away from 5G devices. Number six, it is harming animals. In addition, hundreds of birds actually fell out of the sky in the Netherlands while a 5G test was being carried out in The Hague. Many of them died suddenly at once, falling down into a public park directly across the street from where the new 5G mast had just been installed. Area ducks also started to act strangely. Meanwhile, insects who are exposed to 5G have seen their body temperature increase, something that does not happen to them upon exposure to 4G or Wi-Fi. The bottom line is that the dangers of 5G pollution cannot be overstated. It's bad for animals, it's bad for people, and it is especially bad for young children whose small body sizes and developing brains make them particularly vulnerable. There are many signs that the long-term effects of all this 5G exposure could be absolutely devastating. So you see, now we've covered the two points that are so important, the focus points. And Lou, do you have, I think I have it. I'll have to just give you the headline here, listeners. Russia says Ukraine is littered with U.S. financed bioweapons labs. This was March 11th, Natural News. Until a few days ago, the United States denied the existence of all those Pentagon-run bioweapons laboratories in Ukraine. Now the deep state admits that these biolabs do exist. However, the latest deflection is that they are just, quote, research facilities, and that big bad Russia is the real threat trying to take them over in order to unleash a biological attack. And Russia's Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov blew the lid on the existence of the biolabs in a recent speech. His admissions fully explain why the military-industrial complex of the West is now scrambling to censor all Russian media outlets. But the cat is already out of the bag. Not only did the U.S., with the help of NATO allies, try to cover up the existence of the biolabs, but now it is lying to the public about their purpose. The deep state is also preemptively blaming Russia for a biological attack that has not even happened yet, which suggests that the Pentagon is planning to launch another false flag attack that it will blame on Vladimir Putin. As many as 30 biological laboratories actively cooperating with the U.S. military have been established in Ukraine, Kirillov revealed. These laboratories' partners include the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency and the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, the latter of which is the largest biomedical research facility run by the U.S. military. This doesn't excuse Putin either from all those attacks on the civilians. And I said to Lou, well, remember, there were false flag attacks about a big bioweapon set off in the Middle East. But Lou says, no, you could see all these apartment buildings. You could see all the people. This was real. And so we certainly hope that everyone on the bad side, on both sides, will repent and think about their people, the people in the country. And we do urge them to stop this conflict before it goes any farther. We do not think God will let nuclear war come. We do not think that the elite, including Putin, he's a pretty smart man. He doesn't really want nuclear war, I think, in either the U.S. or Russia. We have to hope that there's some sanity. We don't have too much on this side with bumbling Biden, but we must pray for God's help. He's the one who can help. Good night.